The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at coopradio.org. Today is Indigenous Veterans Day, recognizing First Nations, Inuit, and Métis contributions to Canada's military. Not until 1995 were Indigenous peoples permitted to lay Remembrance Day wreaths at the National War Memorial to remember and honor their dead comrades. Recently, Gennargie O'Sullivan spoke to Carolyn Orazietti, a Mi'kmaq leader who joined the 22 Service Battalion, part of the Canadian Army Reserve, and spending 3 years there.
All right, today on Co-op Radio, we have a special guest, and her name is Carol Orazietti. She will be a part of the National Aboriginal Veterans Day on November 8th, and they're requesting all of you, the listeners of Co-op Radio, to join them virtually. This National Aboriginal Veterans Day is November the 8th, 2021. You can join via live stream on that page between 10 a.m. and 12. Here on Facebook, yes, on Facebook, the 17th Annual Ceremony Tribute to Indigenous and Métis Veterans. Here's my guest to tell us more about it. Hello, Carolyn, how are you?
Hi, I'm very good. Thanks for the chance to talk about Aboriginal Veterans Day today. I really appreciate the chance. And I hope that our listeners will be able to tune in on that important day. Because I think it's really important to be able to honor the lineage of veterans and all those who served. Sometimes people say, "Why did the Indigenous people go to bat for Canada?" Well, they were fighting for everyone's freedom, and we, our people, were natural born fighters. So our warriors excelled in every way. We were schooling the troops, I swear. And our veterans laid down their lives so that we could have a happy and prosperous future. So it would be nice to have people to celebrate, and I'm hoping that next year we'll be able to have our usual parade down Hastings Street, arriving at the Cenotaph, because it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to see how the celebrations are done. And there will be a pipe ceremony that won't be televised, but they will be doing that, and it'd be lovely to see that in person. So I hope you'll be able to come down or check us out on the Facebook link.
Well, speaking of which, that is what makes this year's Day of Remembrance so different to the last 16 Native War Vets, and that is that you have to go virtual due to COVID-19. And I understand you have a huge list of protocols that you need to follow this year. Tell us all about that.
Definitely. Well, I mean, this is probably no surprise for where we are in the pandemic right now, but we will be following the protocols of face masks, social distancing, and as usual, it's about bringing your hand sanitizer, standing back from people, and the normal protocol. So we can salute, but we're not shaking hands.
Oh, wow. And also, who are some of the highlights this year that you have online so far?
Sure. We'll be having Robert and Haney doing the pipe ceremony, and we will be having some of the higher-ups, probably the fellow who's the head of the Canadian Armed Forces will be there, and we'll have a lot of the brass, and we call brass the people who are covered in medals and rank, so they get called brass, so they will be there. And last year we had an actual descendant of Tommy Prince there, and she was just a wonderful lady. And I don't know if the listeners, I mean, they probably know that Sergeant Tommy Prince was one of the most highly decorated veterans in any of the Allied conflicts. And he was a legendary warrior, and he had he was noted for his ability to be a sniper. And the fun story about him is that, well, not fun. I mean, he was terrifying to the Germans. They thought that Tommy Prince was a whole, they called him the Black Death. They didn't know it was just one guy. He would go into their tent at night and he would steal a pair of boots, or he would, you know, might dispatch a couple of them. And so his legend grew and grew. He was like a force of nature all his own.
Amazing.
So and then in the First World War, we had Francis Pegamegabo, amazing warriors. These warriors schooled the rest of them, I'm telling you. There was nobody braver, nobody to be more proud of than our own Aboriginal veterans.
And so this is not only a great day to remember, but also, you know, to celebrate the contributions of the Native war vets.
Exactly. They did us so proud. They stood up for us and they said, over my dead body will you get by. They laid down their lives so that we could have our freedoms that we enjoy today. And every time, I'm telling you, every time it's Aboriginal Veterans Day, I'm standing and saluting. I have tears coming down my face. I'm so grateful for what they did for our country.
And you also contributed as well. Can you tell us your history as a Native war vet?
Sure. So my background is Mi'kmaq. So we're from the East Coast. I grew up in Ontario, but I joined the Reserve Army 22 Service Battalion when I was about 18, and I stayed in for 3 years. And I always say, people say, well, what's a service battalion? And there's the logistics. So I say, you can't have a war without us. Where are you going to get your gun? Who's going to give you your coffee? Where are you getting lunch? Where are you getting a car? Who's processing your paperwork? We're those guys. So it was an exciting battalion to belong to. We learned a lot of skills, Arctic survival, summer survival, and, you know, basically, how would you handle it in a real war zone if you didn't have a place to stay or a place to sleep at night? You'd find your own place to sleep. So it's like a really good survival skills, war skills. And it was very, very good training. I loved every minute of being in the military.
And so what happens at the Native War Vets Day? This year it will be at the Cenotaph, right, which is where it begins, which is on Cambie and Hastings?
That's right. And we'll have, there will be some wreath presenters. Often I have represented the mothers of veterans. And so I give a little speech on behalf of the mothers of veterans, because I really believe they gave the most. They gave their children. And I like to say, if somebody knocked on your door today, if there was a conflict, would you give your children today? That's what these mothers of veterans did. And one mother who was decorated with the Silver Cross gave 4 boys and her husband. So she gave her future for the future of Canada. So it'll be wreath presenters, making short speeches, and as I said, we'll have Robert and Haney doing a pipe ceremony. And last year, somebody brought an eagle, a live eagle, and he was tethered to by his wrist to the bird's foot, and it was just breathtaking. So, wow, I'm telling you, my hair was on end the whole time. So the ceremony's at Victory Square Park at the Cenotaph, which is at Cambie and Hastings, from 10 until 12. And if you can stop by and take pictures, you're welcome to. You just have to, you know, stand back a little bit. But there'll be lots of wreaths and lots of gratitude, lots of prayers, really beautiful, very beautiful ceremony. I'm always so, so proud to be included with that group.
And speaking of which, if there are any other Native war vets who are First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, who should they contact? Should they just go to the National Aboriginal Veterans Day, November 8th page?
Yes, that would be great. I think that's the most efficient way to do it, for sure. They can just log on to that.
And that's on Facebook, right?
Yes, that's on Facebook.
The National Aboriginal Veterans Day, November the 8th. It's been a pleasure speaking with you and remembering with you, and I appreciate the work that you're doing, and that you will be there at the National Aboriginal Veterans Day, November 8th.
Thank you, and I just want to say that if you are unable to make it to the ceremony, please take a moment at 11 in the morning and remember how valiant our wonderful Indigenous warriors were and still continue to be. You can take such pride in their victories and their valor and their honor. I'm humbled in their presence, I swear, and I hope you'll take a moment and do a prayer of gratitude for our warriors. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I wish everybody a wonderful day, and keep your hats on. The wind is blowing.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. You've been listening to Co-op Radio 100.5 CFRO as we've been talking about National Aboriginal Veterans Day.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.